From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. The United Nations mission of North Korea contended that the new UN sanctions approved against it on Saturday by the UN Security Council for its missile tests were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed the sanctions were the result of a, quote, heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea told a security conference of key regional leaders in Manila that it would never bargain away its development of nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles and said it would teach the United States a, quote, severe lesson with nuclear strategic force. North Korea's response to the sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the best step the North could take to signal it is ready for dialogue would be to halt its missile tests.
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday in violence surrounding the city's central prison. Police spokesman said that 4 of us members of a sect and 8 others had been killed by stray bullets. Gunfire was reportedly heard in a number of Kinshasa neighborhoods early Monday. This is VOA News. Hundreds of international observers from the EU and AU are in place throughout Kenya to monitor Tuesday's presidential election. The VOA's Jill Craig in Nairobi reports the killing of an election official a week before the vote has some observers worried.
The race between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is projected to be tight. Some, like Kenyan political writer and commentator Barack Maluka, argue the candidates haven't stopped campaigning since the last election in 2013 that also pitted them against each other.
So there's a sense in which the elections have occupied the collective national consciousness of the Kenyan citizen and the voter. So it's a big deal.
Complicating matters is the recent killing of the Electoral Commission's technology chief, Chris Masondo, whose autopsy results show he was tortured and strangled. Kenyans hope these elections will be violence-free. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
More than 100 children fleeing areas controlled by Al-Shabaab militants in central Somalia have arrived in the coastal town of Adale, seeking the government's protection. Adale is a key trading town in the Middle Shabelle region. It's 220 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. In an interview with VOA Somali, the town's district commissioner said the fleeing children are resisting new Al-Shabaab recruitment campaigns. A vote of no confidence in South African President Jacob Zuma will take place Tuesday via secret ballot. The vote against the increasingly unpopular and scandal-plagued leader will mark the 8th parliamentary attempt to remove him from power. After spending more than 6 weeks deliberating the matter, the National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete announced her decision Monday, taking 12 minutes to read it before a packed news conference. The United Nations says it is looking into reports that insurgents have massacred dozens of people, mostly civilians, in northern Afghanistan in recent days. Local officials say the incident took place Saturday after the Taliban attacked and overran a village in the province of Sar-e-Pul. And the Australian Navy said it has found the missing American aircraft that crashed into the sea Saturday off Australia's coast. 3 U.S. Marines are presumed to have died in the crash. The Australian Defense Ministry said in a statement the submerged aircraft was located shortly after an Australian Navy survey ship arrived in the area. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.